Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Iran's foreign minister says his country does not want Israel's war against Hamas to spread to a regional conflict. The U.S. says Israel needs to work to protect Palestinian civilians. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CBS's Face the Nation.
We also believe that there should be humanitarian pauses to get hostages out, potentially to get aid in, and we will continue to work toward that end.
A United Nations agency says thousands broke into warehouses to take flour and hygiene products in Gaza. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
In a statement, UNRWA, which is responsible for Palestinian refugees, said that the break-ins by thousands of Gazans who took flour and what they called basic survival items was a sign that civil order is starting to break down. One of the warehouses was in Deir al-Balah, where UNRWA stores humanitarian supplies that have recently entered Gaza from Egypt.
The United Auto Workers Union has reached a deal with Stellantis.
The deal will mean $19 billion in investments and 5,000 new jobs, says UAW President Sean Fain. It will reverse the closing of a plant in Illinois and prevent the closing of plants in Michigan and Ohio.
The days of low wage, unstable jobs at the big three are coming to an end.
Like Ford, workers at Stellantis will return to their jobs while they vote on the deal. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Fans of Friends actor Matthew Perry are mourning his death at the age of 54.
I grew up with the show and enjoyed it so much. It was really symbolic of the times and iconic of the times. I don't think we have TV shows like that anymore, that kind of lighthearted, fun comedy.
In Uvalde, Texas. A mariachi band celebrated the groundbreaking of a new school after a mass shooting a year and a half ago that left 19 students and two teachers dead. American hockey player Adam Johnson was killed in a freak accident during a game playing for the Nottingham Panthers in England when a skate cut his neck. The BBC's Aruna Iyengar.
The game against Sheffield Steelers was stopped in the 35th minute as the 29-year-old American received emergency treatment from paramedics on the ice. Players formed a ring around Adam Johnson and protective screens were raised. The 8,000 fans who were watching were asked to leave the building.
This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs around 37 this afternoon under cloudy skies. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 21. Mainly clear. Tomorrow, 35. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
It's about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Earl, look like we just got back from Denver.
Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Man, it's getting tired, right? Listen.
That sounds like you defeated, you done threw in the towel.
Well, you know, the Packers.
You got too many more games left.
You got 11 more games.
Yeah, it's too
many
to be throwing the towel.
But throw them in,
Joe.
Let's just look at the last two games. Don't even look at any of the other ones. They lost to the Raiders, a team that they clearly should have beaten.
And Chicago did.
Huh?
Chicago beat them up.
Right. And so I think the Raiders were 1-4 at the time the Packers lost to them. Mm-hmm. And everybody was thinking, well, this is a game we can fatten up on. It's the Raiders. We can beat the Raiders. Then they had almost 2 weeks off, Gilbert, to get healthy. Almost 2 weeks. And they were facing a 1-5 Denver Bronco team that the week before, believe it or not, why am I forgetting the quarterback's name for Denver?
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, the week before, Gilbert passed for 98 yards in the whole game. Russell Wilson, 98 yards the whole game. That's all he passed for. So, 2 weeks off. I'm sure the Packers.
You missed another key point with this Denver game.
What?
This is a Denver team. Defense. They gave up almost 70
points to Miami. They did give up 70 points to Miami.
Now, you mean to tell me you couldn't score on a team until the second half that gave up 70 points?
Well, again,
this called Critical Monday.
So.
Critical Monday. We're going to talk about things you don't want to hear.
So 90, Russell Wilson passed for 90 yards in a whole game. So the Packers had 2 weeks off to get healthy, to prepare for Denver, and then they lose, Gilbert, 19-17. And I listened to LaFleur. And I listened to Jordan Love.
J Love.
And so LaFleur acted as though he had no answers. They asked him a lot of questions. And I know he really wanted to cuss some people out, Gilbert.
It happens.
Yeah, so I used to see some coaches.
I had to catch myself sometimes.
Oh, when they would ask you questions after the game?
Just to this day. If I'm somewhere doing an interview and somebody says something stupid, you got to catch yourself.
Right. You haven't had to catch yourself with us yet, have you?
No. We're in there. Faces with you, Earl.
Right. Phone lines are
open. When you opened up the show last week talking about them stupid lines.
Our phone lines are open.
They got their head beat in this weekend.
Our phone lines are open at 844 877-867-2789. Gilbert, where do we begin?
Earl, before you say something, we need to ask the callers. What do you think is the problem? That's what I want to know. What do you think is the problem? See if you can outthink the experts. Well, expert.
Well, listen, man. The problem is they're 2-4. They're on a slippery slope. They got another team, the Minnesota Vikings, that's 1-5.
We're going to beat them.
Well, that's what they said about Denver. We're going to beat them. They said about the Raiders. We're going to beat them.
Earl, we're going to beat them.
Based on what, Gilbert?
Packer pride.
Oh, Packer pride. So the Packers haven't exhibited any pride the last 2 weeks against the Raiders and against
that's
the Vikings?
That's what you're saying. That ain't what I'm saying. That's what you're saying.
I know, but I'm asking you. If they're only gonna
we got back of pride, we ain't gonna drop 3 in a row.
You already dropped 3 in a row.
Not no more.
Not again, you mean? You mean you ain't gonna lose 4 in a row?
See, here's the thing, Earl. If you play in a division of four, it's a different game.
Well, they played the Detroit Lions a division of four and got their heads handed to them.
Yeah. Right. But this is another one. The one we should beat.
Okay, so let me ask you, in your humble opinion, and you know a little more about the Packers, a lot more about the Packers than we do.
I know a lot more about football than you do.
Yeah, you do. You play the game. It was your life. But what I'm saying to you is I know enough to ask the right questions when it comes to when you have lost 3 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And you headed towards another game. It's always another game. Mm-hmm. And they say you can't carry that over with you. You just got to erase it from your memory. Come on, man. That's got to affect you. You got to question whether or not you're good enough. Let me ask you, does that come into play?
No, you're going to second guess yourself. Earl, in this game, you got 17 of those. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't dwell on the last one. It's got to be out of your system because you got to get ready for the next one.
I know, but
you don't have time to dwell on the last one because you can't change anything, Earl. You can't change nothing. That's in the books. We got to move to the next. It's just kind of like when you're a player out there and you just threw an interception or you just jumped off sides. Are you going to dwell on that? No, it happened. Let's move on and get ready for the next play.
So Gilbert, so it doesn't impact or affect you. They're human beings, man. You when you prepare for the next game, as they'll be preparing for the Vikings, when do they start preparing for the Vikings? On Tuesday?
Yeah, on Wednesday, probably, after their day off. Tuesday, when I played, Tuesday was the day off. Wednesday, we come in and install and everything for the week.
Okay. Now, when do you look at the film of the last game?
Monday.
Oh, okay. So today they'll be looking at that horror story.
Today they got to watch, because they done got back. You come in and you watch film and you work out. See, you go in first and watch the film. Then after you get done
the whole
with that
game,
film,
the whole game?
Yeah. I mean, what? No. Defense, watch the defense off. Watch off. They break it down.
Okay.
After that, you go work out or you go do something. You're getting it out your system. Soon as you leave the meeting room, you're getting it out your system. You're going to go work out. You're going to go do something with your homeboy. You're going to go eat, whatever you're going to do. Tuesday is your day off. Wednesday, we back at it. Install.
So let me... Do you ever, as a player, because even though you guys are a team, and do players ever think, well, Gilbert missed that tackle. If Gilbert, they may not say it.
Mm-mm, they better not say it.
Well, I mean, I know it, but it's only human. Hey, man,
if they're doing that, Earl, you're not a team. Everybody going to make mistakes. Everybody gonna mess up. If you start pointing fingers at me instead of pointing fingers at yourself, then we're not a team. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And so, but that's
unacceptable. Unacceptable.
So that has happened in teams, okay. Right?
Oh yeah. You know, that's when they be talking about the cancer guy of the team or, you know, something like that, you know?
So how will they know? So it's the coach's responsibility to feel that starting to grow. And then it's his responsibility, especially this early in the season, it's his responsibility to correct that, right?
Yes. The buck stops with the head coach, period. I mean, that's from my time in Green Bay with Mike Holmgren. It starts with him. You know what I'm saying?
Did he always accept that responsibility?
Who?
Mike Holmgren.
He has to. In order for you to have a dominant team, you got to be able to say the good with the good, the bad with the bad. You got to put people in their place. You got a lot of egos in that locker room, right, man. A lot. And you got to be able to manage all that. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you, do you think LaFleur is, again, as a guy on the outside looking in, right now, I'm sure there's some, you know, three straight losses. There's some folk who, you come into the season high, right? The season starts. You come in, man, you ready to take the roof off, and you think, you know, you've been practicing all season. You got you hyped up, and you think you got a shot. By the seventh week, you see this. How do you continue to move forward?
As a head coach, Earl, you got to flip-flop sometimes. You thought it was going to be this way. It's not. Now I got to go this route. You got to be able to adjust to the season. You can't just say, I'm going in week one and we doing it just like this. Once you lose a great player or somebody else, now you gotta go a different lane.
Well, so he, to his credit, yesterday, and they've had a lot of injuries, but everybody does in football. What he kept saying was, you can't use that as an excuse, next man up.
He said that when, last week, 2 weeks ago?
No, he said it last night. Next man up. They lost a lot of players again. And he kept saying, you know, nobody cares about us losing our players. Next man up. We expect to win.
That's how it's always been, next man up. But is the next man up any good? That's the question. Yeah, that's what you got to ask yourself.
Listen, we got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts on the Packer game yesterday, and also where the season is headed and what needs to happen to right the Packer ship. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. We'll be right back. Hey.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team,
hi there,
or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed,
miss.
Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 59. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy again tonight. Chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 53. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 74. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Yeah. It's the return of the wild style fashionist. Smashing hits, make it hard to adapt to this. Put pizzazz and jazz in this. The cash in this. Master this, blast this, and make a clap to this. DJs don't want cuts and obey the crowd. Just pump the volume up and play it loud. Hip hop's embedded. Before I said I wouldn't let it. But me and the microphone are still magnetic. Straight off the top.
All right. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. And good morning to Richland Center, WRCE, Amory, WLAK, Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, WGBW Green Bay, WBZH Hayward, WRJN Racine, WLCX La Crosse, Eclair 93.5, The Tap, and WCFW in Chippewa Falls, 105.7 CFW. If you are just joining us for the first time, it's Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. The Grave Digger, none other than the great Leroy, oh, excuse me, Gilbert Brown. a Freudian slip. A Freudian slip. Gilbert Brown is on with me every Monday, 8 to 9 years
sure?
old.
Are you sure I'm on every Monday?
Hey, I just said 8 to 9 years old. 8 to 9 o'clock. So anyway, so we're talking about the game on yesterday as well as the Packers start to the season. You can join us at 844-967-2789 is the number. So, Gilbert. They're 2-4, and so they're trying to pull it together. You played 10 years. Did you ever start a season like this one?
As a professional?
No. Yeah. No?
No.
The first year you came in, Brett Favre was still a quarterback?
Yes, that would have been Brett's second year.
Okay, so
Reggie's first year, I believe.
Okay,
93.
Okay, so you guys never were 2-4.
I wouldn't say. I mean, my brain is telling me no.
Right.
But I mean, during the season, we could have been.
Right, at some given time, right.
2-4, yeah.
But you turned it around.
Yes, 95 was the turnaround year.
And so Mike Holmgren clearly was a guy. There was no question who was in charge. It was him, right?
Yes, Mike Holmgren was the type of guy that he's going to have a hand on the whole team. He's offensive-minded. He's an offensive-minded general. But he's going to have his hand on the whole team, if you understand what I'm
saying. Yeah, well, you had.
But he had capable defensive coordinators.
Yeah, Fritz Sherman, an old guy who had been around football for decades when he was around with you guys.
Do you the old rattler? That's what we call him, old rattler.
So, as a defensive player, Gilbert, you have to buy into, you have to believe in the scheme. Is that what it is?
You have to buy into the program, yes, sir.
So, what makes you buy into the program?
Believing in what he's talking about, believing in when he explains to you how to defend Barry Sanders, which we held him to negative yards. No other team has ever done that. You believe in when he comes down every day for practice and starts out with the D line because he knows it starts up front. He could go over there with the linebackers or the DBs and all that. He comes down every day at the beginning of practice and work with the D line. Period.
Okay, so the Packers defensive line, we talked about this early in the season, Gilbert. The Packers have spent a lot of money and a lot of draft capital on that defensive line. Safe to say that, right?
Yeah.
First-round draft choices. Yeah. What do you see?
They got a lot of first-rounders on that defense.
So what do you see, man? What do you see?
When I look at that defensive line, man, they played better than what they did when they played Detroit. But then again, you know, we gave up some runs yesterday that we should have put them away. And when I'm looking at this defensive line, we're not using our hands properly, man. We're not using our hands. You know, I'm not saying they don't know how, but certain situations where you got to get separation to see the running back. You cannot go in there and the offensive lineman covering you and you can't see the running back to the last minute. You got to get separation.
So that's why they're getting run over by the running back because
don't say run over.
Let me correct it then. So
yeah, man.
So you got the defensive lineman who has not disengaged from the offensive lineman, and right. By the time the running back get on him, he can't really make the tackle because he hasn't disengaged.
He can't see him.
Yeah.
And like you saying like that, if you're chest to chest, you can't see nobody. But if you're using your hands and you make separation, meaning locking your elbows, you can see the running back now. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Highs around 37 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 21, mainly clear, tomorrow 35.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
But I'm the type that like to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do be spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it
all is all right. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, the Packers clearly don't have any answers right now, Gilbert. They're 2-4 and falling fast. Excuse me, just lost three games in a row. And if you really look, they beat New Orleans. They were down 17-0. They rallied to score 18 points in the second half and won that game. Or they could very easily be 1-5. They beat the Chicago Bears. So they haven't really beaten a quality team. They haven't really played a really quality team yet.
Yeah.
Who? Well, Detroit. They did.
I'm gonna say Lions is coming up to be a quality team. Right. They got coaching going
and,
on.
And they lost to the Lions. So, so Gilbert, how do you, again, you played the game. Expectations through the roof when you come into camp and you believe in your heart or you wouldn't be out there. That we're going to the next level. We, you know, you don't come out there and say, even though we don't have Aaron Rodgers anymore, we're going to be a 500 team. You can't. You believe that you when you come that you're going to be, you know, one of the top teams in the league, right?
Every training camp, everybody's goal is Super Bowl. Everybody's goal. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean. It's soul searching time for us, man. It's soul searching time. Either we can go in the tank or we can pull ourselves out and make this a respectable season.
So here's what I think they should be doing. And again, this is just from a graying talk show host, right?
Yeah.
Here's what they should be doing. They should be bringing in guys like you, veterans. Mm-hmm. And having you guys talk to the team. Mm-hmm. Who would know better than you guys, right? I mean, but am I right or wrong?
You're right. You got a lot of young guys on that team that just don't know. You know what I'm saying? But then again, also, Earl, I like that, but it's also going back to the basics of the fundamentals of football that we're not doing.
But, Gilbert, if you buy into – the fact that it's the fundamentals that you're not doing, then somebody needs to be fired because you're in practice all of that time, and it's hard for me to believe that you're saying they still don't understand the fundamentals of the game.
It's the corrections, Earl, that we're not fixing the corrections. All we're doing is putting Band-Aids on things that you shouldn't put Band-Aids on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if I could sit here and dissect some of the problems – and you're watching film all day and you can't see what I see, what does that tell you?
So it's either two things, Gilbert. It's either the player's not good enough or the player's not buying into what it is you're talking about. It's either or.
Or it could be a third. Or it could be a third.
Like what? What's the third thing?
Being able to control and manage your team, being able to make the tough calls. That means if somebody got to sit down, somebody got to sit down. If somebody got to come up, somebody got to come up.
You don't care if he's your star player.
You got to shake it up, man. You got to shake it up. You got to make things happen.
So, I mean, they got to produce on each level, each one of them, with all the coaches they have. I'm sure that – and they got people – monitoring everything, watching statistics of the players and what they're doing, and so they got to look at them individually as well, right?
Yeah, because here's the thing that people don't understand. And LaFleur don't change something, he can lose his job just like anybody else. So he got to really start sitting down and dissecting his team and making moves and changes and practice, play calling. Something's got to change for this team to get on top.
So let me ask you, phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Let me ask you, Gilbert. Everybody knows they're the youngest team in the league.
Yep.
So they got a lot of young players. They knew when they made the decision to go with young players that they were going to be in a situation like this. The NFL is a learning experience. You know, you play the game. Where when you came in as a rookie, you certainly weren't as good as you were after you had played some seasons. How important is that experience?
Earl, you said something that's very intriguing when you started after the break. If I was sitting in that chair at a team meeting and let's say, God rest his soul, Bart Starr walks into that meeting room.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean.
That tradition, that knowledge that he has needs to be spoken to these young guys. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
You see what I'm saying? You when you broke up, when you started this conversation off the break, you lit a light in my head. It was like, damn, Earl is right. These young cats, if this is a rebuilding year or whatever it is, they need to understand the tradition of the Green Bay right. Packers and why we set that bar so high and why y'all need to reach up and grab it. They need to know that.
Hey man, to me it just makes sense, unless they're afraid, the coaches.
And here it is. I'm sorry to cut you off, bro, but here it is right there. Even the coaches need to hear it because they don't know.
Right,
they don't know the tradition of the Green Bay Packers.
You know, man. But one of the reasons I would think, Gilbert, that they probably won't do it is because they don't feel as if anybody else should be able to motivate these players other than themselves. And clearly they can't do it. I mean, if they were able to motivate them, they wouldn't be 2-6, 2-4. So at least
give them a different perspective.
So Gilbert walks in into the line meeting. Gilbert walks into the line meeting. Hey, you ever hear of Reggie White? I played with him. You ever hear of Santana Dotson? I played with him. Look, these are guys, when you talk about historically the best people who've ever played the game, they wore this green and gold, right? Now, either that, Gilbert, or you got the same coach saying, listen, we got to be better. We got to be better. That's not working. Right? I mean, come on, man. They got their heads down.
They say talk is cheap, man. Action is another thing. And when you walk into a place like that, you got to set the tone. The tone needs to be set, and it has to be set to where it lasts the whole season. Of what you spitting at these guys.
Well, you know, go ahead, Gilbert. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, man. It's right there, man. And sometimes being able to sit and listen,
right,
is key.
I just can't believe throughout the whole training camp and all of that they wouldn't bring you guys in.
Maybe they said they don't need no help like that. Maybe that's what it is.
I mean, I think that's kind of what it is. But it's because they're blinded because they want to make sure they're in control. And bringing in veterans to talk with younger players is not, to me, it's not them losing control over anything. It enhances.
I'm going to tell you this, Earl. When we was making our run and Ray Nitschke would come in the locker room, sit down by me. He just came and sat down right by me, stuck his hand out. It was like shaking a brick. You know what I'm saying? And I was sitting there in awe, but then he started spitting the game. Hey, this is how it's got to be. This is what you guys need to do. This is where you got to carry the torch. This is how you be a Green Bay Packer. It's different from being a Chicago Bear. It's right. Different from being a Minnesota Viking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do understand.
That type of talk, man, if it don't fire you up internally to push you through the full season, then you dead.
So, Gilbert, that has to come from the man in charge. That has to come from LaFleur. Or do you think the bosses above them?
Mike Murphy and all those guys? No. Mark Murphy, I'm sorry. No, I mean, yeah, I mean, somebody got to do it.
Yeah, they got to be motivated.
But then again, LaFleur got to accept it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But Gilbert, you know, you're kind of – the fan base is starting to get frustrated. I mean, the fan base is still going to be there, but they are getting frustrated. Now, I'm reading some stuff, you know, and you could say, well, they knew we were going to be young, but the fan base ain't accepting that. We knew you were going to be young. They're looking for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, they are, brother. I mean, it's just, it's just so many things, man, that you can point out that the fans are not seeing and really analyze and break down this
okay,
team.
But so what the fan sees, Gilbert, and what the fans keep doing is saying Jordan Love is the problem.
Jordan Love is not the problem.
Okay, so just for the sake of the audience understanding.
You got to give this guy a chance. Just like you gave Brett Favre a chance his first year. Just like you gave Aaron Rodgers a chance. He is a four-year rookie right
now. Yeah, right.
He's a four-year rookie right now. There is nothing like a full season in there in the full battles trying to learn and be. He needs this to be better for next year. He needs it. And we gotta step up and get behind him.
I mean,
when they see them talk about the second string quarterback and the third string quarterback, what you think gonna change? These boys ain't never played a full season in the NFL. Period.
Well, they want 17 games. They're talking about a rookie that's behind Jordan Love, and they want to see him come in, and they want to see him replace Jordan Love as if somehow that rookie is going to come in, Gilbert, and be better than Jordan Love. Ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, he's not going to be better than Love.
This boy does not have an S on his chest. No. This kid needs to sit down and learn.
So,
you see what I'm saying?
Yes, because the NFL, as you always say, not for long, right? And no quarterback. And then I was listening to some people saying, well, they're younger quarterbacks than Jordan Love. They come in as rookies, and they're playing better than Jordan Love. And you say what to that?
He's a four-year player with rookie status. He coming in just like they did now. You understand what I'm saying? He got 4 years. He got 4 years of learning under his belt, though, which should push him a little bit over the top. But he's still a rookie right now, playing a full season.
You know, Gilbert, and I watch him, and they don't put him always, LaFleur doesn't put him always in the best position.
Thank you.
He is not ever going to be, you know, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to be that.
No, we don't want him to be. We want him to be Jordan Love, period.
All right, listen, we got to go to
redraft it.
We got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us. We'll be right back.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, no, my gosh.
We gotta do it.
And I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
43 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Whether
this is how we do it.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789. And, you know, Gilbert, it's Sunday, October 22nd was yesterday. And so the Packers played the Denver Broncos. This coming Sunday, they'll play the Minnesota Vikings, followed by the Los Angeles Rams, then the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then Los Angeles Chargers, then the Detroit Lions, then the Kansas City Chiefs, the New York Giants, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Carolina Panthers, the Vikings, and the Bears. So it's not the most difficult schedule, but clearly every one of those teams look at the Packers and say, this is a team we can beat. So how are they going to turn it around, Gilbert? Let's say you are in charge of the Green Bay Packers right now. What would you do to turn it around? Or can it be turned around?
It can be turned around. Anything can be turned around. It's how you manage the team. You know what I'm saying? You got to manage the team correctly. And it trickles down from there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we need to go back to the basics, change up practice, do certain things that we need to do that we're not doing out there on the field to make a difference. You know what I'm saying? A couple more stops out there against the defense didn't play bad. Defense played pretty good. But we let them get certain things in order for them to get those field goals when we should have shut them down.
You know, Gilbert, they got a lot of injuries, man. They're just going down like flies. Now that's, I know every team, injuries are part of the game. But, when you guys played, you know, you wasn't having 2-3 cats getting hurt every game. Because I remember watching you guys, your guys were together for almost the whole season, man. Rarely was one of your starters out, right?
The game has changed, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why they're being able to play longer than what we've been playing is because they're supposed to be practicing smarter. But in order to do that, you're losing some of that edge because your body is not a rock compared to a piece of paper. Because in practice, we hit.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask you.
In practice, we hit the whole season, almost to the end of the season. Then we start backing off a little bit. Your body is in tune to that kind of punishment. And when you take that away and you just go out and hit on Sunday,
right?
That's the difference. You're going to get more injuries because your body is not tuned to that. There's a difference there. There's a price you got to pay for playing the game smarter now. You're going to have injuries.
You know, Gilbert, that's a great point because they don't hit in practice anymore. You know, they don't play preseason, most of the players, and they save them for the games. And the turf.
It's good. It's smarter, Earl, back when I was playing, I could take my forearm and run it through a wall and wouldn't even feel it. I do that right now. You got to call emergency.
Yeah, well, you know, they do weightlifting and all that kind of stuff, Gilbert.
That's not the same, Earl. That's not the same. That's not the same.
Of getting hit.
That pounding 24 hours a day compared to, the half of that time. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference. That's the price you pay for playing smarter and playing longer. You got to give up something. That's what's going on.
You know, it's a great thought, Gilbert, because they've got better training in staff than they've ever had when you guys played.
Oh, absolutely.
They got massage therapists and they
state of the art. Yeah, well, I mean, massage at the facility. Oh my god!
Well, Gilbert, they've got all of these things that they do, right? They invest in the player,
yes,
financially, you know.
The nutrition part of it, man. Right. Bringing nutritionists in to get them boys food. It's totally different from when I played, man.
And yet, those guys, they're getting hurt left and right, man. Oh, my toenail. Well, it ain't quite that bad, but.
But sometimes, and that's the thing, Earl, sometimes some guys are built for it and some guys aren't. If you're going to get hurt, are you willing to play on it? Like I did my last year when I tore my bicep off the bone. I played that whole season because I loved the game. My fans, my teammates, my family was counting on me to get out there and play.
So listen, they didn't have a tent for y'all to go in. Mm-mm. After you got injured, hey, go to the tent and let them check you out right away. Mm-hmm. Well, Gilbert is hurt. He can't play anymore. Gilbert mm-hmm. went out there and played because the team needed him. I'm not saying that was a smart move, but that's the difference in what they did then and what they're doing now.
A lot of guys leave their bodies out there on the field. I did too. Period.
Yeah. And
it's a difference, Earl. It's a difference.
Yeah, I know it's a difference. I mean, I see it myself, and clearly in all those decades of me watching football, I think the hits and the injuries. You know, they talk about how hard cats hit. Man, I used to see Dick Butkus and Ray Dinsky there, man. Forearms,
punishing.
Yeah, man. Hey, Sam Huff there, man. Kick you when they in the huddle.
Deacon Jones.
Yeah, man.
Hit you upside your head and your eyes got that tilt when they look into it.
Yeah, it's a different time. But at the end of it.
But don't get me wrong, Earl. I'm not saying these guys are soft by no means.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's a different era. It's a different time. And God bless them because they're playing longer.
Yeah. And making a whole lot more money.
A whole lot more money.
Listen, we got to go, Gilbert. It's always great having a conversation with you as well today, man.
Earl, I just want to say, man, it's always a pleasure to be on the microphone with you. God bless you in front of all these people, man, because you do your thing.
All right, man. I love you, and we'll see you next Monday.
All right. Calvin, I'll holler at you. Tell Big Sandy I said what's
up. Will. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll be right back. Be right back.
And this shit is on, man. You gonna make it, so dude, keep on doing what you're doing, man. My phone number is area code 909-082.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE Broadcasting at 97.5 FM.